The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Mrs. Colcliffe?
Yes?
I'm from the social services. Mrs. Horton. Here's my identification card.
Oh. That seems all right. You better come in. It's not very tidy. I've only just got in from work.
Don't worry. We see all sorts.
Sit down, will you? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me move these bits of clothes. My daughter is a bit untidy. I'm always telling her. Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thanks. I've just had one. Now, I popped in to make sure you've got all you need for when your husband comes home. You'll be bringing his bed downstairs, I suppose.
Oh, yes, I suppose so.
Better have him downstairs for social contact, you know, and in case of a fire. Is your bathroom upstairs or downstairs?
Upstairs. We had it built on when we did the kitchen extension.
So I better supply you with a commode for now and bed blocks, I suppose.
Hi, ma'am, I'm home. I won't want any tea because I'm going out tonight.
This is Mrs. Orton.
Oh, hello. Have I got a clean shirt?
Oh, probably not. I'm a bit behind with the ironing this week.
Oh, be a love and do me one. I'll just go and get it back.
Sorry about that. That was my son.
It's time young men learn to iron their own shirts.
Oh, I'd be ashamed to let him be seen out in the mess he'd make.
Now, the hospital will lend your husband a wheelchair to begin with.
To begin with? Does that mean...
And I expect he'll need a standing frame. We'll see what we can do about that, but I don't promise anything. Now, before I come again, you'll have to have a think of what you're going to do in the way of house adaptations and whether you're going to apply for a grant.
House adaptations?
Yes, if the bathroom's upstairs, will you install a stair lift or a second bathroom downstairs? Or probably both. It's best to have a new bathroom downstairs with a wheel-in shower.
Hello, Mum. Oh, is there a cup of tea? I'm dying.
No, there's not. I've not got round to it. You can make me one if you would.
Oh, I've no time. I'm off out in a bit.
This is Mrs. Orton.
Hello. Mum, I don't think I've got a clean blouse. Or be a love and iron me one. I'll go and get in bath.
Sounds as though you need a second bathroom now and a second pair of hands.
Oh, well, they're young. They don't think.
So, where were we? Bathroom, stair lift. You'll probably need all your internal doors widening. Better access to the front door. Have a think whether you need extra heating. You'll need to be kept at regular temperature.
How long will it take for all this?
Oh, don't ask. We've had changes to the grant system this last year. Now, every applicant has to be means tested, which means all the documents have to be passed round for a decision. I tell you, it's an administrative jungle. They used to say in the war that the Yankees were overpaid, oversexed and over here. Well, the social services are underfunded, understaffed and undermined.
Oh, Mark, how much longer are you going to be in that bathroom?
As long as it takes.
You've been in there for ages.
So what?
I'm going out.
So am I.
Oh, don't tell me you've got a girlfriend at last.
None of your business.
You're as bad as a girl, time you're taking.
Oh, you should know.
I'm giving you 5 minutes, then I'm breaking door down.
Oh, where you big or eh?
What's all the noise? It's bedlam up here. I don't know what Mrs. Orton thought.
Does it matter? Who was she anyway?
Social services. She came to see what you need for when your dad comes home.
Ooh, I didn't know they supplied patients on National Health.
Don't be cheeky. No, there's a lot of things I haven't registered. I don't like the idea of a commode in the front room. I'll have to get some thicker nets.
Oh, I shouldn't worry. Play your cards right and you'll have the whole street queuing to clean your windows.
Oh, which blouse do you want for ironing? Will this one do?
No. Do me a black one with a see-through top, Mum. You're an angel. Mark, I warned you. Are you coming out of that bathroom or what?
Oh, damn phone. I'll never get my ironing done. Hello? Oh, hello, June. Did you have a good time in Canada? Ray, oh, you may well ask. Well, if you will have these long holidays visiting your Brenda, you miss all the excitement. Look, just a minute. Let me check my iron. Oh, this is going to take an age. Let me get a chair. Ah. Hello. Hello, June. Sorry, I wasn't sure if I'd unplugged my iron. Don't want another accident. No, damn fool thing. It were all over a bit of cake, I ask you. It fell on the rails down the pit. And Bryn Davis, him as works with Ray, he went for it. And a truck come, and Ray pushed him out the way and cop for it himself. Oh, I tell you, June, I thought it was the end of him. He looked that poorly. He's been in hospital ever since. No, not the City General. He were at first, then they moved him to Oswestry, and me trailing backwards and forwards. I know every inch of that road. Oh, I would. I'd be real grateful if you could go one night. Give me a night off. I wouldn't be that pleased to see you, to hear all about Canada. Well, we don't know for certain. He was meant to be coming out last week, and then he got pressure sores. We're opening another week. Oh, no, he's not. He's in a wheelchair, June. He's got no feeling in his legs. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm all right. I'm coping. Not getting on with that new doctor at the clinic very well. Lots of new ideas, you know the sort. Oh, yeah, Cheryl's fine. She's about 5 months pregnant now, yeah. Won't give up her smoking, though. I kept telling her, but she won't listen. Wendy's still looking for a proper job. Oh, yeah, Mark. Oh, he's a tower of strength. I don't know what I'd do without him. Just come back from his holidays in Spain. Oh, no, he ain't a courting yet. No, he still prefers to go out with his mates. Look, I'm sorry, love, but there's somebody at the door. Look, come round sometime and bring your photos, and then you can tell me all about Canada then. I'll have go. Ta-ra.
Oh, stupid door.
Cheryl.
Oh, you ought to have it seen to.
Nobody else has any trouble.
Oh, it's just me, is it, clumsy Cheryl?
Oh, come in and give us a kiss. Oh, your hands are clammy and you're shaking.
Comes from riding a motorbike on a damp evening.
Oh, sit down and let me make you a cuppa.
No, Tar, I've only dropped in to see if you wanted to send out to Dad.
Oh, that was thoughtful of you, Shug.
Well, and Nev's got call in somewhere.
Well, you could take him some clean pyjamas. I've right. Just ironed a pair. You can take those if you will.
Oh, right, hand them over.
I'll put them in a bag first.
Ooh, am I a leper or something?
I just don't want them getting creased or dropped on the floor or
I'm
anything.
Not planning to drop them on the floor.
They'll be safer in a bag.
You can leave them for our Mark or Wendy take if you rather.
Now, don't be silly.
Ironing a blouse from his fancy pants, are you?
Yeah, somebody's picking her up and taking her out to dinner. Mm. She didn't say who, except he's got a big car.
That's a change, then, if somebody's picking her up.
Oh, it's time she had a steady boyfriend. What's got into you?
Oh, now it's gone into me.
How are you getting on with Dr. Redmond these days? Is he,
How do you think? How does anybody get on with Hitler?
That's what your gran calls him. What I mean is, how is he getting on with the tranquilizers? Is he taking you off them, nice and gradual? Are you managing to do with less?
Oh, there's Nev one. I mustn't keep His Majesty waiting.
Oh, Cheryl, I do worry about you on that motorbike.
We can't all pick up big cars.
Oh, Wendy, how much longer are you going to be in that bathroom?
As long as it takes.
You've been in there for ages.
So what? Now you know what it feels like.
I knew that before, from past experience. Look, I've left something in there. I want it.
Add luck.
Open the door so I can come and get it.
Not on you, Nelly.
Wendy!
Oh, where you biggering?
I'm through here. I'm cleaning the cooker.
Don't you ever stop?
Oh, there's so much to do, Doc. I feel guilty if I sit down. I won't get all the housework up to date before your Dad comes home.
He won't mind.
No, but I might not have time then. Oh, you do look nice.
Ta.
You smell nice. Are you taking a girl out?
No, ma'am. I'm sorry to disappoint you. It's a business deal.
Business deal? Mark, what are you up to?
Well, you remember that house I was thinking of buying? I told you, before I went to Spain.
I thought you'd abandon that idea now, with your Dad. I hope...
Yes, ma'am. I have. Well, sort of. It's just, well... Oh, that'll be me, mate. Ta-ra, ma'am. Don't wait up.
Oh, dear. It's one thing after another.
Hi there.
Can I come in?
No need, I'm ready.
But I've brought these for your mother.
Oh, well, yeah, you better come in then. Ma'am?
What is it?
Through here.
Just let me dry my hands.
Ma'am, this is Bernard Foster.
Oh, how do you do?
Mrs. Colclough, these are for you.
Flowers?
They're lovely. They're beautiful. Oh, still got the towel in my hands. What have I done to deserve this?
Well, I was inadvertently less than gracious to members of your family. I didn't appreciate at the time the seriousness of the injury to Mr. Colclough. I'm trying to make up.
Oh, I'm sure you... Oh, you've made me cry. Oh, thank you. I'll just put them in water.
That were heavy. Come and go now.
Not quite. Hasn't she told you?
And who told me?
Hello, Bernard. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Wendy?
Yes. I'm taking you both out to dinner.
Hiya, Dad.
Is it Cheryl?
Why don't you turn round and see for yourself?
I can't budge, can I? I'm like a Sunday joint. 2 hours on this side till I'm done, then they'd come round and turn me over. You come round here, let me see you.
I'm just putting your pyjamas in your locker. Mum sent them. She's been ironing.
Oh, good, I could do with a change.
What's your tablets?
Oh, they're a sort of tranquilizer to reduce muscle spasms. Oh. I've been getting a bit twitchy.
You're not the only one.
Shan't be on them for much longer, though. My muscles are settling down. I've got to wait till the nurse brings me a drink.
Here I am, then. Do you have to lie like that all day?
Oh, till me pressure sores are better.
I can't lie still for 5 minutes.
Ah, well, it's officer's choice for me. Has Nev brought you?
Yeah, he's having a snoop round, seeing what's what.
Call it now.
Weren't it the old neck end at one time?
That's right. Guaranteed a fight every Friday night. Fighting, crime, drugs, you name it.
I've not been here since it were done up. It's posh, isn't it? Feel how thick carpet is. Ooh.
Unfortunately, the drug scene seems to be shifting to the Bulldog.
Drugs? Bulldog? Where were the others?
Yes, a pity. Nice pub.
I wonder.
What?
Oh, no, I just saw somebody I knew there.
Would you care to order drinks, sir, while you're studying the menu?
Half a lager for me.
Oh, well, let's be a bit more upmarket tonight, eh, Mark? A bit more adventurous? Yeah, Wendy, what would you like? You know, sherry? Martini?
No, Tom. I'd like something a bit more unusual. I'll have a leg over.
Beg pardon, Mom.
You heard what the lady said.
Or perhaps an orgasm.
Wendy?
It's a cocktail. I haven't made it up. Leg overs, a pony and cider, and an orgasm's quancho and...
I don't think we would have the recipe, madam.
Well, they have them down at the club.
Pity. I might have tried a leg over myself. However, if you can't manage it. How about that Italian aperitif I had last week? 3 of those?
Very good, sir.
It fits your bill for being unusual, and I think you'll like it. Any thoughts on the menu?
Well, look at this. I think I'll have this. Consummated royal followed by cock a van.
Wendy.
That's what it says here. Hey, I'll just cut at ladies while you're ordering.
Look, Bernard, can I apologise for my sister?
No apologies needed, dear boy. I wouldn't have invited her if I didn't like her. But while we're alone, about this mortgage business. I really can't keep it open much longer.
Oh, yeah, it's okay, I'll go ahead. I've thought of a way I can do it.
You're certain this time?
Yeah, no problem.
So you'll come into the office tomorrow?
Yeah, in my lunchtime.
Right then. We'll get the house fixed up, and I'll fork out the deposit for you.
Mr. Corklove, time for your tablets. I brought you a drink.
Right. Are you going to raise me up a bit?
Where are they?
What?
The tablets. Didn't Sister bring them round?
On the locker. She put them on the locker.
Well, they're not there now. Are you sure you haven't had them?
No, of course I haven't had them. How can I reach from here?
Perhaps somebody else gave them to you.
No, I'd have noticed.
You might have forgotten.
Well, have they got pushed to the back? I had visitors. They might have... Well, have they fallen on the floor?
No, they're definitely not here.
Well, I've definitely not had them.
If you haven't had them, Mr. Colclough, who has?
Today's episode was written by Joyce Holliday. The Colcloughs was devised by Tony Perrin and is a Mike Hopwood production.
Colcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.